And now, a year and a half since the disastrous Haiti earthquake, there are serious questions about the quality of the reconstruction effort being raised by an American news weekly called The Nation. It says one of the biggest reconstruction agencies working in Haiti, the Clinton Foundation, has delivered poor quality, unsafe and inappropriate buildings in their effort to help the population. Lawrence Pollard spoke to Isabel MacDonald and Isabeau Doucette, two reporters for The Nation periodical. They gave him more details about the faults they'd discovered.
The Clinton Foundation announced that they would urgently build hurricane shelters in time for the hurricane season last year. And they're sort of prefab wooden boxes elevated on cinder blocks with metal anchoring going into the ground. They're extremely hot. And they're not quite adapted to the landscape. Usually when you would have a trailer like this, it would have to be ventilated. There would have to be some kind of air conditioning. The air is extremely humid and dank, and so the walls are starting to mold as well. Every time it rains, rain gets in, seeps in. There's water marks in many of the trailers, and several of them have visibly started to rot, you know.
Right, so they're wooden, and they're not very ventilated, neither of which sound ideal. What's the experience of the youngsters who are going to school in this kind of combo hurricane shelter school affair?
Well, as the school teachers said, you know, the kids are constantly falling asleep. It's very hard for them to concentrate. As the kids say, their vision goes dark. They get these extreme headaches regularly, not just in the classroom where we found elevated levels of formaldehyde, but across the board. They're just very, very hot.
I'm